I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. This is the beginning of another two-part Spark. Part one, just ahead, tells the story of how Kansas native Connie Debley came to have a 25-year career at C-SPAN as a senior executive producer and originating producer. But I'm going to begin this week with Connie's retirement, after which she moved to Stanton, and in due course was asked to talk to the Stanton Rotary.
The title was From Kansas to Congress to C-SPAN to Stanton. And I was able to do that and show all, my pictures and talk about C-SPAN and life story videos and all of that. But there was something about, no, Connie, come talk about you. I couldn't. I had to kind of...
You know why that is?
It is because I grew up, because I'm the daughter of a Kansas farmer who you were told not to talk about yourself because that was an ego issue. And people who have a big ego are bad people. And, you grow older and you go, really? That's not true.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Where I grew up, there were certain things that people didn't do in order to make themselves palatable to the folks around them. And again, when you grow up in a small town, there are fewer people to be your friends. And your family name is extremely important. I was probably related to at least 20% of the people I lived around. So all of that was very important. I was also kind of a talented kid. Got good grades, sang, did the whole nine yards. So to do that, you had to also somewhat keep your ego in check in order to be...
To have a friend.
To have your friends and your relatives around you, exactly. So when I went into businesses in which big egos abound, politics, television, it didn't fit. It didn't fit. So when I... found the C-SPAN television network and was introduced to a man by the name of Brian Lamb, who founded the network and who believed that the people who produce the television and who are on air are facilitators, not on air people. I said, I'm home. I can do this and I can be comfortable doing it. And I can be on the air. I can produce good television. I can be proud of the kind of work that I'm doing. I believed in what he did, and I believed in how he did it. Plus, it was mandatory at C-SPAN that you left your politics at the door. And I don't mean that you just went to the side and told somebody what you thought. You didn't. And if you were on the air, that was even more mandatory. You were even more expected not to even really talk about what you believed in politics to your friends because it wasn't important. What was important was who you were interviewing and what their thoughts were and how you were able to elicit their ideas.
Oh, newspapermen meet such interesting people. Let's give three cheers for freedom of the press.
In college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a theater major, but guess what? I wasn't very good. And you don't know that when you come from a small town. I mean, I'm talking Kansas State University, so it's not like, there were some very talented people there. I was like really on the low totem pole. So somebody told me they said, you've got a good voice. You should look into radio. And so I walked over to the radio and I said, hey, I'd kind of like to look at this. Well, I changed my major after my first semester of classes and getting my little license. You had to have your radio license at the time. I absolutely loved radio. And so when I graduated...
Wait.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
What's lovable about radio? I don't have any idea.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was the mode of communication of the day. We're talking the mid-70s, when radio was a way of expressing yourself. At the time, I did a little news. I had my little disc jockey thing. I'm not sure I could actually put my finger on it. But I also think that it, you know, I kind of had found something I was thought I was could be good at. You know, so, okay, enjoy
it.
Good at. Let's give it a shot. And by my senior year in college, I was the first woman manager of the college radio station.
Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm the radio.
Next, a just out of college gig at 1260 AM, Hutchinson, Kansas. Halftime sales, halftime news for not very much money. Connie Devley says now she hated the sales but loved the news.
The guy who was the station manager was a longtime Kansas newsman on radio, pretty well known. His name was Ken Willard. And he made his station by its local news. So we had the black car with you know the markers on the side of it, and whenever there was an accident on, you know, you jumped in the car and you went out and you did a live report. I remember the policeman stopping me one day and said, if you ever follow me that close to an accident again, I'm going to ticket you, because I had followed him to it. And that was where I really realized how much I enjoyed the whole idea of informing people about what was going on.
And with that is coupled you knowing what's going on kind of before everybody else.
Loved it. There is that sense of being on the cusp of what is just happening.
Connie Debley's first political experience came next. Press secretary to a losing U.S. Senate candidate. Then back to radio, climbing the ladder, ending up in Topeka, the state capital, as a news director with her own staff. Did you get a feeling that you were a hotshot? I mean, that people had their eye on you?
I don't think I felt like a hotshot.
Right.
I felt like I was being given opportunities. It wasn't until years later that I realized the gifts that I was being given. That
or
I was
you earned.
Kind of, and earned, and earned, but that I was working my way through this and that I didn't have to sit at night and wonder where I was going to go. I was being moved.
Yeah.
It was as if forces outside of me were saying, okay, next step, here you go.
What do you think people saw in you at that age?
I was a little pushy. I pushed the people who worked for me to give me the very best. I had a sense of humor that I think I still have, and I think that helped. I had a degree of confidence outwardly.
I would suspect you weren't terribly fragile either.
No, I wasn't fragile in any ways, physically, mentally. I wasn't fragile, but you know, I'm a farmer's daughter.
I was born to run.
Within a year, however, Connie Debley was moving on to Washington in order to work with Congressman Dan Glickman. We'll pick up our conversation next week on The Spark with the story of how this led to her 25-year career at C-SPAN.